Our second reading is from Matthew's Gospel, the 6th chapter, beginning in verse 13. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." This is the word of the Lord. These two passages are fascinating in that in one place, God is asked who God is, and in another place, God asks, "What are people saying about me?" Now, it is always a dangerous question to ask, "What are people saying about me?" Because people just might tell you, right? Now, in Exodus, we get the equivalent of God giving us God's mission and vision statement. "I am who I am. This is what I am about in the world. I am the God of your ancestors, of Abraham, of Jacob, and Isaac, and you know me." But God gets to say those things because Moses is crazy enough to ask, "Who are you? And what makes you think I'm crazy enough to go to Pharaoh and tell him, 'Let my people go,' unless I got some serious backing here?" Now, he's got some serious backing, doesn't he? Now, the kids, a couple weeks ago, read us our mission statement, and that's our vision of being able to say to the world, when they say, "So who are you at 1200 South Carbon Street? What does it mean that the Presbyterians have sent you?" Well, that's our mission statement. It's our vision statement. But then I dug in the archives. The archives are fun if you're a geeky historian like me. And I found this, and it was in the centennial stuff, but on the day that we dedicated the 1935 church building, this is what we said on the front cover of that bulletin. "To all who mourn and need comfort, to all who are weary and need rest, to all who are friendless and wish friendship, to all who pray, and to all who do not but ought, to all who sin and need a Savior, and to whosoever will, this church opens wide its doors in the name of Jesus the Lord, says welcome." Years ago, we said that. We've written multiple mission statements since then and multiple vision statements, and we've put things on the sign out front and done all sorts of things, from ice cream socials to build a church at 1200 South Carbon to selling a church on North Market, to selling that church that we dedicated on October 27th, 1935. Well, the building, anyway. Those are the ways in which we get to say to our community who we are. But we read two passages this morning. And in one of them, in the second lesson, Jesus says, "Who do people say that I am?" And he gets a mixed bag of answers, if you remember. Well, some say you're John the Baptist, and some say you're Elijah, and some say you're the prophet. And then we get to Peter, and we love Peter. "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." I'm pretty sure Jesus knows that's who he is already. So what does it mean to have someone recognize it? As we begin year 111 and we ask, is our mission statement still us? Are we brave enough to ask our community, who do people say that we are? I've been here for 7.5 years, and people still do not know where the Presbyterian Church is. We have been down here since 1962, and people still do not know where the Presbyterian Church is. That's one piece. I've heard more than one time that we are the best-kept secret in Marion. People do not know that a church like this exists in Marion. I have heard repeatedly when somebody will ask me how many members we have, and I'll tell them that you can't be that small. You do too much to be that small. I think there is a piece as we move forward into year 111 where we have to be brave. Brave enough not just to say who we are to us, but to put it out there to our community. Who do you say that we are? Are they the fuddy-duddy, frozen, chosen Presbyterians? Are they the nose stuck up in the air Presbyterians? I don't know how to spell Presbyterian could be one of the answers we get. Isn't that the question, though? Part of who we are is who we're perceived to be. Are we a church that the rest of Marion knows practices radical discipleship and a fierce commitment to mission? On 4 continents, and we're looking for ways to get 5, 6, and 7. Do they know that? Or is that just us knowing that? There is this tension here. Moses wants to know before he gets sent out on this nearly impossible job. I mean, let's be honest. You could play the Mission Impossible music in the background. This bush will self-destruct in 15 seconds. Because you got one guy who's got an arrest record and a warrant out for his arrest for murder in Egypt, who basically has gone all the way up the ladder to sheep herder, who is talking to a bush that's on fire in the middle of the wilderness, and we're going to send him back to free the people. Mission at least highly improbable. So he wants to know, who's going with me? Who is sending me? On whose behalf do I do this work? And the first part of God's answer is singularly unsatisfying. I am who I am. If you spent any time in Chester, you had an image of Popeye float through your head. However, that name of God has a value in our world today that questions whether God is. And then God goes on and says, I am the God of your father, of your ancestors, of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, and this is my name forever. Now, we know that Moses goes back and with more than a bit of fear and trembling goes into Pharaoh's place a couple times and with a bit of rowdiness tries to rally the people, and the people don't always want to rally, and there's plagues and there's nightmares and there's toads and there's locusts and there's rivers turned to blood and there's a midnight escape after eating Passover lamb and there's a Red Sea that collapses and there's a GPS recalculating for 40 years in the wilderness. But eventually they get there. We also know that when we read Matthew, Peter knows who Jesus is. In this one moment, he knows deeply who Jesus is. But by the end of the book, Frederick Buechner, the famed theologian, writes about having been in church and hearing a sermon. He says, I wasn't sure if it was the sermon the pastor preached or the sermon the Spirit preached. But it was about Peter denying Jesus. And he says, when Peter says to the woman in the courtyard, I do not know that man, Peter is telling the absolute truth because he has no clue what it means to be the Messiah. And Peter will go from this proud proclamation to this fearful denial. And we do that too. So as we go into year 111, I invite you to remember who we have said we are. This church opens wide its doors in the name of Jesus the Lord and says, welcome. And I invite you to dare to ask who people say that we are. And in all of it, to God alone be the glory this day and forevermore. Amen.